We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Bures, splendid viewers. Bures means greetings in Sami, a language spoken by approximately 20,000 people in Finland, Norway, Sweden, and parts of Russia. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835, Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S, North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 66 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus, Channel 40 in Limbe and Amphion on CietSat, Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV, Channel 57 in Buea on Medium Network Service or MNS, and Channel 23 in Kumba on Ciet Kumba.
In Bogota, Colombia, in Bella Vista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estadita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabólica Bella Vista. In Villa Mayor, in Eladaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativa, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company, in Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arba Rizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3, Paraiso, Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. And in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia.
In the Dominican Republic, in Terrio, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Vision. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. And in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Videocable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Visión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Videocable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapirakwai Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Daumoa SA. In Asuncion, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguasu, Channel 44 and TV Cable Mingaguasu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on multimedia on demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Doliu Township on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 in Yuncheng Township on Beigang Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Kha Tengger Cable TV. On Channel 50 on Khimor Cable TV. In Supaktar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Kha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47, Orange Cable Company's Channel 65, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzarh, in Khanu District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khutur on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin. In Andarkhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company. And in Sunshin City in Donegal Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the European Union donates 73.9 million euros to Rwanda. In Ecology News, Indian conservation groups collaborate to save a rare bird. In Veg News, a Buddhist institute in South Korea shares the importance of the plant-based diet. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, June 20th, Father's Day, is celebrated in many countries around the globe. It is a special occasion to honor our caring dads and express how much we appreciate their love, devotion, and encouragement. Gifts, family gatherings, and other fun festivities are a few of the many ways gratitude is shown to our cherished fathers. We wish all loving dads, human and animal alike, a happy Father's Day with much blessing. World Refugee Day is also commemorated today. Established by the United Nations General Assembly in 2000, it is a time to honor and recognize the strength, courage, and perseverance of refugees. This includes those who have had to leave their homelands due to the effects of climate change. It is also an occasion to raise awareness about our global responsibility to render them assistance. Hundreds of countries observe this day through activities such as discussion panels, festivals, musical performances, art exhibits, poetry contests, and film screenings. May we all join efforts to help ensure that each of our brothers and sisters can look forward to a secure and harmonious future.
Fly-in news. Storms take lives in China. Massive flooding and landslides this past week, primarily in southern and southeastern China, has resulted in at least 90 fatalities, with 1.4 million people who officials have ordered evacuated to safety since Thursday, June 17th, and 50 still missing across 9 provinces. In Zhejiang Province's Chunnan County, a landslide overtook 2 homes in the early morning, just as residents were being evacuated. 8 people were buried, with at least 1 person who perished, and 3 others who were being treated at a hospital, as 300 firefighters, policemen, medical personnel, and villagers joined in rescue efforts.
In hard-hit area Nanping City of Fujian Province, soldiers waded through swiftly moving waters to rescue stranded students from an elementary school as they evacuated more than 1,000 people. Meanwhile, 5.5 million residents overall were reported to be affected as the Pearl River, China's second largest waterway, swelled beyond safe levels, with area reservoirs that collapsed as well as power outages and damage to highways and crops. Rescue efforts continue as local officials also are assessing damage.
Upon knowing of this widespread calamity, Supreme Master Ching Hai conveyed her heartfelt condolences and prayers and asked that our local association members please go if possible to offer help to the most vulnerable storm victims. She also said that financial aid is available if needed.
Our appreciation, all officials and personnel, for your quick endeavors to help the storm victims, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her wholehearted care extended to the afflicted. We are deeply saddened to know the lives lost, and our prayers are with the Chinese people as we look forward to the lessening of such severe conditions as humanity turns to kinder, more eco-stabilizing ways.
Heavy rains sweep Canadian prairie provinces. Floods swept the Alberta and Saskatchewan province border area on Friday, June 18th, forcing locals to flee their homes as people stranded in the Alberta town of Irvine had to be rescued by boat and helicopter. States of emergency were declared in the communities of Lethbridge, Cardston, Cypress County and Coaldale, with long-time residents saying they had never seen the water rise so quickly before.
The major Trans-Canada Highway was shut down between Medicine Hat and Maple Creek as sections were submerged underwater. In the Saskatchewan town of Maple Creek, a state of emergency was also declared as water flow approached record levels. Meanwhile, the Canadian Red Cross set up an emergency shelter near Irvine to provide evacuated residents with food, clothing, and water.
Canadian officials, Red Cross, and all other helping personnel, we appreciate your efforts to safeguard and ease conditions for the storm-afflicted residents, wishing everyone a smooth resuming of fulfilling daily lives, and that such extreme weather events may be calmed as our gentler lifestyles help restore the ecosphere.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Stąd były te decyzje podejmowane na początku w mniejszym składzie, ale o przyszłości, o tym jak będzie wyglądało...
Europe 2020 plan agreed for sustainable European growth. On Thursday, June 17th, at a meeting in Brussels, Belgium, the European Council adopted upon the plan known as Europe 2020. This represents the European Union's new outline for structural reforms regarding jobs, climate change, education, and poverty elimination. Heads of state from the European Union's 27 nations had convened to discuss the 10-year plan, which is meant to ensure both financial stability and sustainable growth. Goals include a 70% employment rate of residents between the ages of 20 and 64, reducing greenhouse gas emissions 20% from 1990 levels, improving opportunities for education, research, and development, and reducing the number of those vulnerable to poverty by 20 million.
In fact, today, we have already have an agreement on some of the most important orientations in terms of economic governance in Europe. We believe it is important to conclude this work as soon as possible so that we can have a new system ready for beginning of next year.
Speaking with our correspondent was Luxembourg's Prime Minister, Jean-Claude Juncker, who conveyed another goal, which is the European Member States' pledge to increase donated assistance to developing nations, expressed as a percentage of the market value of the European country's goods and services in a given year.
We have agreed today that we'll stick to the decisions we have taken in June 2005. That means that the European development effort has to be brought to a level of 0.57, and in 2015 to 0.7. The European Council has re-endorsed these commitments and will come back on the basis of an annual report year after year to that issue.
Member states were also encouraged to finalize national goals and begin implementing the reforms needed to meet the Europe 2020 objectives.
In times of crisis, we have to do the right thing and not just the convenient thing. And we should always remember that with solidarity comes responsibility.
Today, the European Council has rolled up its sleeves and show we can act together when there is a joint political will by the member states.
Our accolades, European Council members, for your forward-thinking initiatives to improve lives for all citizens. May your efforts continue to bear fruit in bringing ever more harmony and stability across Europe and the world.
The 65th birthday honor for Daw Aung San Suu Kyi. Born in Myanmar, also known as Burma, Dr. Suu Kyi, a vegetarian, is a democracy leader and devoted peace supporter who has been recognized with numerous awards, including the Nobel Peace Prize, the Sakharov Prize from the European Parliament, and the U.S. Presidential Medal of Freedom, as well as the nation's highest honor of the U.S. Congressional Gold Medal. Dr. Suu Kyi's 65th birthday on June 19th was recognized by leaders across the globe, as well as Burmese youth member of the National League for Democracy Party, who planted 20,000 trees in her honor. Our heartfelt best wishes and Buddha's abundant blessing for your birthday, Madame. Dr. Aung San Suu Kyi, may you be ever graced with good health to continue inspiring our world with your shining example of peace.
Eritrea and Djibouti advance toward peaceful resolution. The two countries have signed an official agreement entrusting the state of Qatar to serve as a mediator in a diplomatic resolution of their shared border, as well as exchange of prisoners. The agreement was signed by President Ismail Omar Guelleh of Djibouti and President Isaias Afwerki of Eritrea in the presence of His Highness Emir of Qatar, Sheikh Hamad bin Khalifa Al Thani, whose negotiation efforts were considered instrumental in achieving the accord. Our respectful congratulations, Your Highness and Your Excellencies, for your agreement to pursue resolution through dialogue. Blessed be such noble steps in leading to lasting peace and stability for all people across the great continent of Africa.
Nobel laureate author José Saramago remembered. The Portuguese novelist and playwright passed away on June 13 at age 87. With a writing career that was launched somewhat later in life, Mr. Saramago became an avid author who penned some 28 novels that were translated into 25 different languages. Acclaimed for such volumes as Blindness and The Cave, he was presented with the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1998. Among those who pay tribute were the people of Portuguese-speaking Brazil, where the country's culture minister stated, his loss is received with much sadness, especially for those who appreciate the Portuguese language and its cultural importance. Brazil's Minister of Culture joins those who mourn the loss of this great writer. We send our condolences to the family, friends, and colleagues of José Saramago, whose memorable works continue to be loved by readers worldwide. May his soul rest peacefully in the everlasting love and light of the divine.
Save our planet. Oceans suffocating due to climate change. According to a new study published in Science magazine, the Earth's seas are fast on their way to becoming oversaturated with human-caused greenhouse gases. The study highlighted a spectrum of factors whose impact has grown especially in the past decade. Rapid warming, changing current patterns, and spreading dead zones, all of which are causing marine ecosystems to decline.
Lead author Professor Ove Haag-Goldberg, director of the Global Change Institute at Australia's University of Queensland, compared the ocean's current absorption of excessive quantities of atmospheric CO2 to human lungs being filled with cigarette smoke, which has made the water increasingly toxic and acidic. A recently premiered documentary from the Netherlands titled See the Truth also examines the ocean's plight, with experts like Dutch marine biologist Marianne van Mierlo observing the range of alarming phenomenon.
The acidification of the ocean is because of the carbon dioxide, the extensive carbon dioxide production of the humans. It gets into the oceans, and there it's because the oceans get acid from it, the calcification rates of all organisms that produce calcites. Skeletons that really decreases. They can't make their shells anymore, and it's really dangerous for example, corals, shellfish, also phytoplankton, zooplankton.
As the new research confirmed, marine ecosystems are being driven to a tipping point, with danger signs already observed in the form of smaller and fewer fish, as well as more frequent diseases in underwater organisms. According to many ocean scientists, including Miss Van Mierlo and others featured in See the Truth, one important solution, apart from reducing CO2 emissions, is halting fish consumption. These ocean inhabitants contribute to the balance of marine environments and thus are needed for their preservation.
Fish excrete calcium carbonate lumps, which are buffering the ocean acidification, which is really important, so it's also a good step of fishing. Totally, we should stop eating fish now, and it is so important to keep our oceans healthy, and we've already gone way too far in exploiting them.
Our thanks, Ms. Van Mierlo, Professor Hay Goldberg, and associates for providing the facts and warnings from the seas. May we join hands in rescuing and restoring the oceans by adopting a meat and fish-free diet that saves all lives.
Ik ben Marianne van Mierlo. Wees vegetariër, ga voor groen en red de planeet. Be veg, go green and save the planet.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has frequently spoken of how our lifestyles can affect the marine ecosystems, as in an interview published in the September 2009 edition of the British Parliament's The House magazine.
No matter how small, each species has a role to help balance our ecosystem, scientifically proven. And yet, consumption of both fish and animal flesh continue and are wreaking havoc on biodiversity around the globe. In the oceans and fresh waterways, so many species of fish have already been lost, with complete aquatic environments such as coral reefs being decimated by such practices as trawling and fishing with explosives. The answer to all this is quite clear. Stop the meat consumption. Stop it yesterday. This is the way we need to go, and fast.
Save Our Planet, a new study by the British Trust for Ornithology reports that prolonged harsh conditions this past winter, which was one of the UK's worst in 30 years, has cost the lives of some 2 million goldcrests, the country's smallest bird.
Save Our Planet, a study by the US Geological Survey states that Afghanistan's capital of Kabul could face water shortages within 50 years due to increasing populations, along with global warming causing more than 60% of shallow groundwater wells to dry up.
And my diet contains no animal products. I'm here with the tip of the day from Supreme Master Ching Hai. Edible plants and berries can be very attractive to your home and balcony, and you can even make your flat roof into a vegetable garden. It cools the air. It's ecological, economical, and delectable. Our appreciation, Supreme Master Ching Hai, for your wonderful eco-advice. And thank you, Earth-loving viewers, for your attention. And thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now, the worldwide weather. Moo!
Thank you.
humanitarian news, the European Union donates 73.9 million euros to Rwanda. The funds will be used to better the main roadways to Uganda, improve the judicial system, and enhance food security and soil conservation. In addition, the National Electoral Commission will also be supported 3 months before presidential elections. Our sincere appreciation, European Union, for your generosity. May many people benefit from your kindness.
In ecology news, Indian groups joined together to protect a rare bird. A number of non-governmental organizations along the Sarsainawar belt in the state of Uttar Pradesh are collaborating to help conserve the endangered Indian Sarus crane, or Grus antigone. The project has the support of the Forest Department and District Administration. As part of it, villagers will form Sarus Protection Committees. The members will be shown how to safeguard our feathered co-inhabitants. In addition, more than 50 school children will take part in a Sarus Watch program. Kudos, all groups and individuals involved in this valuable endeavor. May your combined efforts bring about a flourishing population of these beautiful avian friends. Up next on Noteworthy News, staff at a nursing home learn about the benefits of a plant-based diet. We'll say a prayer for compassion in the world. Be right back. Stay tuned for more significant news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, giving news for a selfless world. In Veg News, the importance of the plant-based diet is shared in Busan, South Korea. The Hyonung Institute held a talk for the staff at the Hyonung Elderly Nursing Home and the Hyonung Elderly Care Center. Participants learned of the many benefits to one's health and the environment by adopting a vegan lifestyle.
강의를 통해서 채식을 정말 해야 되겠다 하는 필요성을 가지고 자연스럽게 오늘 채식 요리도 접하게 되었고 채식하고 환경을 보호하고 지구를 살립시다.
네, 이번 기회를 통해 가지고 이제 육식에 대해 육식을 섭취함으로써 우리가 이제 몸이 건강이 많이 조금 해로워진다든지 아니면 환경이 많이 오염이 돼서 우리 뭐 지구의 생태계가 되게 많이 파괴되고 이런 걸 보니까 정말 육식을 섭취하면은 좀 안 되겠다는 생각이 들더라고요.
지금 우리 쪽에서 고혈압 당뇨 환자들이 많은데 여기 지금 식품이 다 대체식품인데
많은 사람들이 이런 강의를 듣고요 채식 위주로 식습관을 바꿀 수 있으면 좋겠습니다. 그래서 우리나라뿐만 아니라 세계의 환경이 좀 더 좋아질 수 있고 우리 후손들한테 물려줄 수 있었으면 좋겠어요.
The Hyonung Institute is operated by Korean Buddhist Jogye Order. Our thankfulness, Hyonung Institute and Korean Buddhist Jogye Order, for promoting the compassionate vegan diet to your staff. May news of this plant-saving lifestyle continue to be shared with all.
Let's enjoy a joke told in Swedish entitled Witness Stand.
Huvudvärk har mer än den genomsnittliga andelen av intelligens för en man av din bakgrund, sade advokaten till ett vittne i börset. Om jag inte vore under ed skulle jag returnera komplimangen, svarade vittnet.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
I have been watching Supreme Master Television. I like your programs. I am a recreationist who likes to interact with the outside world. We run a community football team which is comprised of youth who are from under 14 to 18 years. We teach them about the danger of HIV and AIDS. Yours faithfully, Alec.
Vibrant Alec, your message is appreciated. Please share the good news with your energetic team that the most sure way to achieve health for ourselves and our planet is through the earth-saving organic vegan diet. Information can be accessed free of charge at www.suprememastertv.com/beveg or www.suprememastertv.com/SOS. May you be always blessed by the divine.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
Now we say, Ipmin Purisini Divcho, which means God bless and Sami.
May the Providence grace you with a loving heart and radiant spirit.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Following their successful launch from Kazakhstan, Russian cosmonaut Fyodor Yerchikin and US astronauts Shannon Walker and Douglas Wheelock dock with the International Space Station, where they join other crew members for a six-month mission in space.
Nicaraguan President Daniel Ortega gives titles to lands and homes for 2,537 families living in the capital city of Managua as a part of government program to help the less fortunate.
U.S. National Football League team, the Kansas City Chiefs of Missouri, USA, donate $100,000 for a police athletic league youth center to encourage activities for over 1,000 children, as well as constructive interaction with local police.
Mozambican Prime Minister Ares Bonifacio Baptista Ali visits Beijing, China, where he meets with Premier Wen Jiabao, and the two pledge cooperation in areas such as energy and agriculture.
As part of a two-year project to improve food security in rural Niger, Qatar Charity donates $687,000 in seeds and materials to benefit 140,000 Nigerians.
Saudi and Irish delegates convene for the eighth meeting to discuss joint cooperation in the fields of economics and technology.
Upon her passing in 2009, UK hotelier Josie Hall bequeathed her entire estate to three Devon charities, with the £600,000 being distributed among Exmouth Hospital League of Friends, Hospice Care, and Devon Air Ambulance.
Using a combination of radiocarbon dating of plants from museum collections along with mathematical modeling, an international group of scientists have been able to establish much clearer dates of ancient Egyptian dynasties.
Trade between Iran and Iraq is noted to have increased tenfold since 2003, thanks in part to the convenient closeness of the neighboring nations, as well as the high quality of the Iranian-made goods.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.